very scary place. I've got a young son and I'm very, very worried about his future. On the 20th day of March in the year 2003, I saw a world change forever from the way it used to be when I saw you, Mr. President, smiling on TV as you strangled the life out of diplomacy on our last day of peace as you drive for supremacy. And since that day in 2003, in a world change forever, I tell you what I see. I see ordinary people doing everyday things, trying to cope as best they can with the pain that life brings. But I see on different faces grave concern for distant races. I see my friends in deep discussions about shock and awe and of the possible repercussions. For since that day in 2003, in a world change forever, through the power of TV, I see you, Mr. President. And what do I see? I see death and destruction on your road to liberty. I see mountains of rubble where great cities used to be. I see a burning ring of fire where fierce fighting there would be. I see helicopters diving on desert land and sea. I see troops firing live rounds and holographically. I see white flashes in the green light where the dark night used to be. I see black clouds over an orange sky where buildings burn and people die. For since that day in 2003, in a world changed forever, for you and for me, I see bandaged babies in Baghdad screaming what dreaming should be. I see man on fire being burnt alive in this most gruesome show of reality. I see prisoners of war with terrified eyes, like deer in the lights or lambs to the slaughter. I see journalists wearing combat suits and gas masks. I see a father mourn his only son, a mother grieve her daughter. I see a four-star army general use overwhelming force on humanity. I see sharp, suited businessmen trying to shape our destiny. I see a world and its people trying to find out just who's telling the truth here and who's lying as we sit back and watch others dying. For since that day in 2003, in a world changed forever, with chaos in the city, I see you, mister. And what do I see? I see presidents and TV stations raging sore as they act out their calculated money-driven war. I see anti-war protesters face the full force of the law. I see a war machine that's illegal, driven by a bulldog being led by an eagle. I see the beginning of fierce resistance to your liberation insistence. I see the road to freedom littered with bodies and debris while a weary world looks on, or maybe the dawn of World War III. And everywhere I look, I see you, Mr. President. But you don't see me. No, you don't see me, Spokeshave. Thanks a lot.